Hi, and welcome to Maths IT Podcast H09, Higher GCSE Revision, using formulae. To use this podcast, you will need to download the worksheet H09 from the website www.maths-it.org.uk. Question 1. The cost in pounds of hiring a ride on a mower can be worked out using this rule. Add 2 to the number of days hire and multiply your answer by 7. Write down a formula for C in terms of N. This means that you need C equals to something. So if we're going to add 2 to the number of days higher, N is the number of days higher, so plus 2 means you've got an expression N plus 2. If we then want to multiply our answer by 7, you need to put that into brackets and the 7 in front. So the answer is C equals 7 brackets N plus 2. Question 2. A. Work out the value of 6a plus 8b take away b when a is 7 and b is minus 5. 6a means you've got 6 lots of 7. ab means you've got 7 lots of minus 5. And then take away 5. So you should have 42 take away 35 plus 5. Because remember, a minus and a minus makes a positive. So 42 take away 35 plus 5 equals 12. Part B. Work out the value of 3t squared minus 5 all over 4t when t equals minus 5. So minus 5 squared first of all is 25. Multiply that by 3 is 75. Take away 5 is 70. Then we need to divide that by 4 lots of t, which is minus 20. So 70 divided by minus 20 is minus 3.5. Question 3. Work out the value of s. You've got a formula, s equals ut plus at squared divided by 2, and some values to substitute in. You must make sure that you first of all write it out with all the values substituted in before doing any calculations. So s equals 5 times 2.4 plus minus 10 times 2.4 squared all over 2. And if you work this out, you should get an answer of minus 16.8. Part B. Work out the value of u. So now we already are given s, which is 50, and we have to substitute in the other values, rearrange to find out what u is. So 50 equals 2u plus minus 10 times 2 squared over 2. Minus 10 times 2 squared over 2 is minus 20. So 50 equals 2u plus minus 20. So we're going to add 20 to both sides. This gives us 70 equals 2u, so u is 35. Part C. S equals ut plus a half at squared still, and we need to rearrange to make a the subject of the formula. So first of all, we're going to take away ut. So s minus ut equals at squared over 2. Then multiply everything by 2, so 2 brackets s minus ut equals at squared, and then divide by t squared. So a equals 2 brackets s minus ut all over t squared. Question 4. Make t the subject of the formula. H equals p all over 2t minus 3. So notice that t is on the bottom of the fraction, so we need to try and get rid of that to start with. So h multiplied by 2t minus 3 equals p. So I've just multiplied both sides by 2t minus 3. We then have to multiply out the brackets. So 2ht minus 3h equals p. Then we can add 3h to both sides. So 2ht equals p plus 3h. And then divide through by 2h. So t equals p plus 3h all over 2h. Question 5. Work out the value of h. A equals 2 pi r brackets r plus h. A is 400 and r is 5.7. So h is in the middle of the expression. So we need to make sure that we can rearrange it after we've substituted the values in. So 400 equals 2 pi times 5.7 brackets 5.7 plus h. So 2 times 5.7 is 11.4. So we've got 400 equals 11.4 pi, brackets 5.7 plus h. The best thing to do is to not work out the 11.4 pi until the very last moment, so that your answer is more accurate. So if I divide by 11.4 pi, I've got 400 divided by 11.4 pi equals 5.7 plus h. So I now just need to take away 5.7. So 400 divided by 11.4 pi, take away 5.7, equals h. So I now can type that all into my calculator. So 400 divided by the 11.4 pi, make sure you press equals before taking away 5.7. This should give you an answer of 5.46877936. The question says to round to three significant figures, so that's 5.47. Part B, make h the subject of the formula. So we've already worked out a value for h, so we're only following the same sort of procedures. So a is equal to 2 pi r brackets r plus h. So in the first example, we divided by 11.4 pi. So we're going to do a similar thing. So we can divide by 2 pi r. So a divided by 2 pi r equals r plus h. And then a divided by 2 pi r minus r equals h. Question 6. Make j the subject of the formula. This one's a little bit more complicated. The first thing I would suggest you do is multiply out the brackets. So 6i plus 2j equals 4 minus 5j. Then you need to get all the j's on one side. So if we add 5j to both sides, we've got 6i plus 7j equals 4. Take away the 6i, so 7j equals 4 minus 6i, and then divide through by 7. So j equals 4 minus 6i all over 7. Question 7. For each of the formulas, we're going to make x the subject. So for the first one, you'll need to factorise the second half of the equation. So t equals x brackets a minus b, and then divide through by a minus b. So x equals t divided by a minus b. Part b. T equals the square root of 3 minus x over c. So first of all, we want to get rid of the square root, so we can do the opposite, which is squaring. So t squared equals 3 minus x all over c. Multiply both sides by c, so c t squared equals 3 minus x. And then what you need to do is to make the x positive, so we're going to add x to both sides. So x plus ct squared equals 3, and then take away ct squared. So x equals 3 minus ct squared. And part c, t equals 3de minus 4x squared. So first of all, we're going to make the x squared positive. So t plus 4x squared equals 3de. Take away the t, gives you 4x squared equals 3de minus t. Divide through by 4 gives you x squared equals 3de minus t all over 4. And then we need to square root. So x is equal to the square root, and make sure your square root is the whole of that fraction, 3de minus t over 4. Part A, calculate the value of y. So we need to substitute our values in and give our answer correct to three significant figures. So y equals the square root of 6.2 sine 70 all over 10.5 minus 6.2 cos 70. You should be able to put all of this into your calculator in one go. So square root, brackets, brackets, 6.2 sine 70, close brackets, divided by, open brackets, 10.5 minus 6.2 cos 70, close brackets, close brackets. This should give you an answer of 0.83835431. Rounded to three significant figures is 0.833. Part B. For part B, it's a bit more difficult because you have to substitute in and rearrange. So first of all, substitute in all your values. 4 equals square root of 10 sine 45 all over a minus 10 cos 45. So first of all, let's get rid of that square root sign. So that's 4 squared. So 4 squared equals 10 sine 45 all over a minus 10 cos 45. Don't work anything out yet. Leave it all until the last minute because your answer will be a lot more accurate. So I'm going to multiply both sides by A minus 10 cos 45. So 4 squared multiplied by A minus 10 cos 45 equals 10 sine 45. Multiply out the brackets on the left-hand side gives you 16A minus 160 cos 45 equals 10 sine 45. Add 160 cos 45 to both sides gives you 16A equals 10 sine 45 plus 160 cos 45. And dividing through by 16 gives you A. So in your calculator, you need to type in 10 sine 45 plus 160 cos 45 divided by 16. This should give you an answer of 7.513000955. And to three significant figures, that's 7.51.